And the HealthyLife.net News at 7 continues. We have Ellen Moyer back with tips for sustainable living. You can always find out more about Ellen and these tips at her website, ellenmoyerphd.com. Ellen, welcome back to the HealthyLife.net News at 7.
Thanks so much, Jay. Great to be back. Today I'd like to talk about how a relaxing bath could help Donald Trump get more sleep. On April 29, 2016, Arianna Huffington gave a keynote address at the Women's Leadership Conference at Bay Path University in Springfield, Massachusetts. She spoke about the science, history, and mystery of sleep and her new book titled The Sleep Revolution, Transforming Your Life One Night at a Time. As I was leaving the conference, we had a brief conversation. I asked if I could email her a recipe for a relaxing, sleep-inducing bath. She said, sure, and write about it. So this commentary is a preview of the article I'm working on for the Huffington Post. First, the recipe. This is Mark Hyman, MD's Ultra Bath recipe, as described in his books The Ultramind Solution and The Ultra Simple Diet. Fill a bath with water as hot as you can stand, 2 cups of Epsom salt, which is magnesium sulfate, 1/2 cup of baking soda, which is sodium bicarbonate, 10 drops of lavender oil, and 1 human. Soak for 20 minutes just before bed. This is so relaxing, and it helps you sleep longer and deeper. So how does it work? Well, Dr. Hyman says it relaxes your muscles and reduces tension physically and psychically. The lavender oil relaxes your nervous system and lowers your primary stress hormone, cortisol. The heat raises your body temperature, inducing sleep. Magnesium sulfate absorbs through the skin. Now, 1/2 of Americans are deficient in magnesium and don't know it. Hyman says magnesium is, quote, an antidote to stress, the most powerful relaxation mineral available. And the sulfate helps us flush toxins out of our bodies. The baking soda alkalizes your body, which promotes an ideal pH for healing, detoxification, and optimal cell function. The increased sweating from the bath helps you eliminate toxins. And detoxification is important because one of the things it does is help you improve your sleep. Now, an ultra bath kit is a great gift idea for people who have everything. An ultra bath kit can include some nice Epsom salt. I like the sparkly kind that pours easily rather than caking up. I get 5-pound bags of magnesium sulfate at Whole Foods Market. Then organic lavender oil. I get that at Whole Foods, too. A box of baking soda, a dedicated 1-cup stainless steel measuring cup to keep with these supplies, and you can include a copy of Arianna's book to read in the tub. And, of course, you can include other stuff for during or after the bath if you want. I gave an ultra bath kit as a birthday gift to a friend. She said, wow, when I take these baths, I sleep longer and deeper afterwards. Really works. And then she, in turn, gave one of these kits to a friend of hers. I really wish this practice would go viral, spreading relaxation, calm, and sweet dreams far and wide. Sleep is basic and primeval. It's a time for repair and cleanup. Some scientists say the main function of sleep may be to, quote, take out our neural trash, unquote, from our brains, getting rid of waste that accumulate during our daily thinking. Even ants sleep. Fire ants, the queens, sleep about 9 hours a day. They fall asleep about 90 times a day for 6 minutes at a time. And they may even have, dream when they sleep deeply. Frequently, the queens would quiver their folded antennae when sleeping deeply, and researchers propose that this, quote, rapid antennal movement, unquote, might be an analog to the rapid eye movement in vertebrates. Now, the worker ants sleep about 1/2 as much, and they get their sleep by taking about 250 power naps a day, each lasting just over a minute. Now, sleep deprivation is a huge problem in the United States. The Center for Disease Control says that more than 1 in 3 American adults doesn't get enough sleep, which they define as at least 7 hours a night. Why on earth is this? Well, since the Industrial Revolution, our workaholic society says work, work, work. And we have a mind over matter mentality and take pride in overriding physical needs. It's almost as if we think of our body more as part of our environment than as part of ourselves. You know, we have a body rather than we are a body. We just don't care enough about either our physical health or our environment. Another problem is our technology has gotten ahead of us. Electric lights and electronics keep us up late and mess with our natural rhythms based on cycles of dark and light. And then stress, bad diet, and lack of exercise don't help either. In 2007, Arianna Huffington collapsed from sleep deprivation and burnout. She started getting more sleep and studying the subject, writing her book, The Sleep Revolution, and spreading the word that we need more sleep. At the keynote, she told us that sleep deprivation is the new smoking with serious bad health effects. I know that a few weeks ago I said sitting is the new smoking. I now think that sitting and sleep deprivation are both the new smoking. She writes that heart attack, stroke, diabetes, obesity, and a weakened immune system are linked to sleep deprivation. She concludes, quote, getting enough sleep really is a matter of life and death. It also makes a person irritable and bad-tempered. It robs us of joy and being fully present. Also, when we're sleep-deprived, we can't integrate or put together facts. Arianna recommends getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep, although she says some rare people have a rare gene where they can do well with 4 to 5 hours of sleep. She says avoid using an alarm to get up whenever possible, because you need to go through the 4 stages of sleep, including rapid eye movement sleep. If you get up prematurely, it's like taking the dirty and wet clothes out of the clothes washer before the washing machine has completed its cycle. She says keep light and technology away from you just before and during sleep, and take a hot bath or have a cup of hot licorice or lavender tea before bed. And a great way to end the day is to think or write about what you're grateful for. She believes that school should start later so kids can get adequate sleep. Shockingly, only 8% of American teenagers get the sleep they need. They live with chronic sleep deprivation, and more than half of teenagers live with severe sleep deprivation, meaning they sleep on average 6 hours or less most school nights. The nation's pediatricians have declared insufficient sleep for adolescents to be an important public health issue. They said lack of sleep not only undermines our teenagers' safety and their academic performance, but puts them at a higher risk for depression and obesity. The American Academy of Pediatrics supports later start times for high schools and middle schools. Arianna said Donald Trump brags that he only gets 4 hours of sleep a night. She says he behaves just like someone who is sleep-deprived, with his belligerence and poor reasoning. Evidently, she doesn't think he has that rare gene that lets people do okay on 4 hours of sleep. She considers Trump both a buffoon and dangerous, saying the Huffington Post kept him on the entertainment page as long as possible. She predicts that one day parents will warn children who refuse to go to sleep, you better go to sleep, otherwise you could end up being like Donald Trump. Arianna Huffington said in her keynote that she's trying to change the way everyone lives their life. She wants us to realize we are more than our jobs, more than our successes and failures. We don't have to be constantly on. We need to take better care of ourselves, including allowing ourselves to get adequate sleep. Dr. Hyman's UltraBath is an easy and enjoyable aid to help people do just that. I wish Donald Trump would try it. The scary practice of gene editing, which maybe could give him that gene that allows people to do well on 4 hours of sleep, won't be available for adults, even billionaires, anytime soon. Maybe people could send him UltraBath kits. In any case, please give UltraBath kits to friends and family members. It could help them sleep better and feel better.
All right. And in the morning, anyone who might be sleep-deprived on their morning commute might want to take extra notes and can always find out more tips about sustainable living and apparently sleep from Ellen Moyer. Ellen, give our listeners your website one more time, please.
Okay. My website is ellenmoyerphd.com, and that's spelled ellenmoyerphd.com.
All right. And we will hear from Ellen Moyer next time on the HealthyLife.net News at 7.